Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bills play-by-play man John Murphy is joining us live this morning, brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you, and Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow. Hey, John, this would normally be one of the most hyped-up games of the season, the Bills and New England, but it's really different this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lost a lot, hasn't it? And it's mostly because of the Patriots. You know, they come in with a three-game losing streak and a 2-4 record, and Brady's no longer there, and their coach is more famous for selling Subway subs than winning games these days. So, yeah, it's lost a lot of luster. I think for many Bills fans who are scarred by the Patriots' domination of the Bills and the entire AFC East, for that matter, for decades now, it still will go a long way towards relieving some of that if the Bills come out with a win. But Buffalo is favored, and they should be. They're, I think, a much better team than New England.
Yeah, I'm among those, John, who would say, you know, I wanted to beat the Patriots with Brady, you know, wanted to beat that juggernaut while they still had it together. So I am a little disappointed at that, but at the same time, really excited because Sunday, you know, represents the opportunity. You win in convincing fashion on Sunday, and it's kind of staking your spot at the top of the AFC East.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a Buffalo win would make them 6-2 and make the Patriots 2-5. And although there's still a half season to play and a lot of football to play, it would be a fairly comfortable lead with half a season left to play, I think. And that doesn't mean the Bills can shut it down, but it would just put the Bills in charge with the Dolphins, their closest pursuers. And, yeah, it's a different situation for the Bills to get off to a pretty good start, five wins in their first seven games. And the Patriots to lose their last three. It's a different situation that we're accustomed to. I think there are a lot of things about this year we're getting used to, kind of a new paradigm, and I think that's one of them. The Bills on top in the AFC East, I think we better get used to that for at least this year and maybe a couple more.
Hey, that would be great. What kind of a game are you expecting? I mean, it sounds like it could be a sloppy game from weather. We've got a steady rain Sunday afternoon and strong winds, too, gusts around 30 or more.
Yeah, just hearing the weather a minute ago, I thought that again, too. And look, the Patriots came in without much of a passing game. Cam Newton has been erratic. He's throwing seven interceptions so far. He threw a couple last week against San Francisco. His targets are pretty much challenged. They basically don't throw to their tight ends anymore. Julian Edelman likely to be out. And I don't know about N'Keal Harry, their other prime receiving target. So who knows who he'll be throwing to. I think they're going to run it, and I think they want to run it with kind of a three-headed monster back there, James White, Rex Burkhead, and Damian Harris. And I think the weather may force the Bills to focus on the ground game too, quite frankly, and that's not bad. They can run. They have Singletary and Moss who are capable runners, and they need to work on developing that. I think the Bills they do have weapons on offense that they're not going to want to ignore in the passing game, but I do think it's because of the weather in particular. It's going to be a game where both teams focus on grinding it out, and I think the Bills are better equipped for that.
It was a great second half for the Bills' defense against the Jets last week, but looking forward, there's still a lot in the run defense that they'd want to work on. And if you're the Patriots, right, coming into this game, you made mention of it, the three running backs plus Cam Newton and what he can do on the ground, probably more so than what he can do through the air, especially given what we've seen over the last few weeks. I mean, you're going to pretty much just say, listen, you know what's coming. try and stop us on the ground. We might not think you can, and it's a good game for Buffalo to prove that their run defense is up to snuff.
Yeah, it might be, you know, the last resort for New England to say, well, we can't really throw it, so we better run it. And look, here's a team that has struggled stopping the run, at least in the first half. Last week they struggled. So, yeah, I would think that would be the most logical plan of attack for New England. And, yeah, the Bills got to get better at it. They're, you know, talking to some other players apparently about bringing in more help for the defense, and the trade deadline coming up next Tuesday. Maybe they can make a couple of more moves before that occurs. But they need to get better stopping the run and the pass, quite frankly. They haven't done a good job defensively stopping the pass either. So, yeah, there's work to be done, and the Bills are not a perfect team by any stretch of the imagination. I don't even think they're a complete team right now, to be honest with you.
You know, after six field goals last weekend, the Bills' offense has got to want to be in the end zone this week. Are they talking about that?
I'm sure they are, yeah, working on a red zone production, 0-for-5 last week in the red zone. That's something that they can fix. They've been, you know, historically, and by that I mean the last two years anyway, they've been a pretty good red zone team, and they need to get back to that. And that's part of that is running the ball better, as we mentioned earlier on. They can definitely run in the red zone, and just execution. And they're seeing different defenses, too, all over the field, not just red zone. Teams are playing them a little bit different than maybe the first four games of this year when Buffalo moved the ball basically however they wanted to. So that's an adjustment the Bills will have to make as well. But I'm sure that was a focus of attention this week, getting better in the red zone, getting more productive in the red zone.
Feliciano, what does that return do for the Bills' offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think that helps the run game more than anything. It adds a physical dimension to their offensive line, which has probably been a little bit lacking in the first half of the season. Feliciano is kind of a physical player. It plays with a bit of an edge, and I think that's a unit that can use him to that effect. And I'm not sure about Cody Ford's status for this Sunday, but eventually they'll get Cody Ford back in the starting lineup, and they can, you know, really get to the offensive line that I think they wanted to have all season long for, you know, if everybody had been healthy. So that's a big addition to the lineup if Feliciano and then Cody Ford a week or two gets back in the game.
It's hard, John, not to get excited for, you know, some of these games on the schedule. We just watched that awesome game last Sunday night against Arizona and Seattle. We had to play both of those teams in the, you know, next coming weeks. We have these two games against the Patriots, the big Sunday night showdown with Pittsburgh. I mean, it's going to be so much fun to watch. It's a shame there's not going to be fans in the stands for at least the home games.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm still holding out hope that something might happen to get some level of fan support for the home games, but it's becoming increasingly likely that that is not going to happen. It is, and you're right, there are high-stakes games coming up, right? The Arizona and Seattle doubleheader coming up week to week, and then the games you mentioned, you know, good opponents down the stretch. The Bills will be challenged. If they're going to win this division, as many think they will, and if they're going to be on top of the AFC East, they won't walk into it. They won't fall into it. They're going to be challenged to do that. And it's unfortunate that fans won't be there to root them on. I think, you know, if the Bills come through and win on Sunday, it would be it'd be another home game where there'd be like a civic celebration inside the stadium, you know, inside Bills Stadium, and that has been short-circuited by the quarantine.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.